This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Rena is here. I'll just give you one quick updated breaking news involving the Wolves and Warriors. You already had the report in the last hour that Steph Curry out for game two, and now Shams Charania, who breaks way more stories than anybody else in the NBA, is now reporting in the last couple minutes that the Warriors expect him to be out at least a week. That had been speculated by some after the game, so that would include Thursday at Target Center, then the next two games. And if we're talking a week, maybe he's back for game five here at Target Center. We'll talk more about that when Jim Pete joins us in about 25 minutes. Rena's here on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Dave, sometimes you get a great surprise. And I'm stopping by, seeing Kathleen last week when we had an off day. And I have the toe issue too. I'm breaking down. I'm falling.
Yeah, it's almost over.
It's almost over. It's a matter of maybe seconds, not minutes. And I decide, you know, I haven't had a pedicure in a long time, and I think pedicures are spectacular. Dave, where do you stand on pedicures?
I've never had one. I'm worried it'd be too ticklish.
Oh my God,
I'm very ticklish down there.
Yeah, yeah. Where else are you ticklish?
Everywhere.
Everywhere. Okay. Maybe that'll be one of the. You know, we've got the big blood cancer auction. Come on in and bid to tickle Dave Harrigan. Rena, how much are you bidding to come in and tickle Dave Harrigan?
I think he'd have to pay me, and yeah. We know that.
Negative amount of money right now is for Rena. Rena right now is $100 down to not even have the conversation
exactly.
Come up again.
Well, maybe that's what we do for the auction.
Yeah.
You have to pay not to tickle me.
We're going to track you down,
yes.
Throw you in the trunk with Dave, and he's going to just be in the tickle spots right there. So I'm going for a pedicure. Kathleen tells me this great place. My first time there, and I walk in, and who do I see right in front of me? This smart, smiling, beautiful woman.
Julie Nelson.
Yeah.
It was actually, next to her.
Yeah, and then next to her was Rena Sarjanov.
Okay.
It was great to see you.
It was fun to see you, too. What a surprise. Like, yeah. Tiny, tiny world, right?
Yes, yes. And they're very good.
They are very good.
They are very good. How often do you get a pedicure?
Probably every couple of months.
Yep. What do you say to guys who think it's silly and will not get a pedicure?
You know, I think people need to get over that. My own husband won't do it. He thinks it's weird, too. But manicures, pedicures, it's just cleaning it. You know how dry your skin gets in the winter?
Yes.
And you get those little cuticles that break off and everything. It's just nice to have someone go in and clean it up. You don't have to get your nails painted. No one's telling you to get your nails painted. But it's nice to have someone clean up the dry skin and the nails and the cuticles. And I just think it looks nice and it makes you feel better personally. But I'm also not a dude, so maybe you're the one that has to tell them.
Yeah, I think I mentioned this to you last week. I hope more guys don't go, so then it's easier for me to get in. I mean, if you want to run away from joy, if you want to run away from feeling better, if you want to run away from your feet being in better shape, you do you. I mean, I'd rather feel better about myself that way. Okay, so tonight, my significant other, Michelle, along with Adam and his significant other, Jen, also known as the Lobster, we're going to see Sturgill Simpson at the Armory. Sturgill, all of us, big fans of Sturgill, country, but really doesn't have a spot on country radio. He's iconoclastic, does his own thing, had a chance to see him before, absolutely loved it. But he also was at the Armory last night, had multiple friends there. So, number one, he's starting basically right on time. Show listed at 8, according to a couple friends. By about 8:05 or so, he was ready to go. Where do you stand on that? Do you want the show to start immediately, or do you like the build-in when your traditional rock concert or country concert or pop concert, where there might be an opening act, and then you're going to get a break? So if it says doors open 7:30, you might think the main play is coming on at about 9.
You know my answer to this, right?
Yeah, you want it at 5, I'm assuming.
Not only do I want it at 5,
yeah.
I want it to be in my living room because
yeah.
There's too many people at a concert. The Armory is smaller than most places, I guess, but
yeah.
Like, no thanks. And I don't know who this person is, so like, you'd really have to convince me with like free tickets to go to this. And yes, I want him to start on time, and I want him to end early.
Okay, that's my next one. Because last night's show, confirmation from the outstanding Chris Riemenschneider, Star Tribune music critic, 3 hours.
No thanks.
3 hours. Which musical act would you stay 3 hours for?
Zero. That's too long. 3 hours? No. No. You don't even have that many songs. How are you singing other people's songs at this point? Like, what are you doing? Are you tap dancing? Are there people coming out, like, serving food? Like, what's happening?
He covered an Eddie Murphy tune last night.
Oh, that had to be good.
He covered Purple Rain because that's seemingly a state law. I'm looking forward to it. I really like him. But I'm not saying 3 hours. I'm not. Sturgill, I'd like for you to open with the Purple Rain cover. Can I just get to that right from the get-go? And he's interesting. The last time I saw him was at First Ave, and his byplay with the crowd was excellent. Sounds like this one is more, I'm a jam band, and I'm just going to keep playing it, and not a lot of back and forth. What is, okay, if you were tortured and forced to see a concert with other human beings, I know it's not your wheelhouse, what is the ideal time, amount of time, for a Rena Sargentopoulos concert?
I say it should start no later than 7:30, and it should last no longer than an hour and a half. And I should have prime parking.
Honestly, what time do you take your teeth out? Is it like 5:30? Honestly, Dave Harrigan, you can set up. Like, give me somebody you'd really like to see right now, dude.
Sturgill Simpson, thanks for the invite. No.
Yeah.
Really like to see Elton John. Come back on tour, Elton.
Okay. Probably will. Probably will.
I'm sure.
I would assume so. It's only his 19th comeback. Elton comes back. Let's say Elton's at the X, where the sound is better than Target Center. Target Center's try, but it's still much better at the X. Hmm. What time do you want Elton starting, and how long do you want him playing?
Well, he doesn't need an opener because he's Elton John.
Yeah,
so let's
correct.
Take the stage at 7. And because he is Elton
seven?
John, because he's Elton
seven?
John
you,
and massive, and he's got hit after hit after hit, I will give him 2 hours before he reaches the, you know, the climax. If we have to do the thing.
Encore.
The encore. Let's not do that. But if we have to, you start that at the 2 hour mark and you have me out by 2:20.
Okay. Text me. What time should a concert start and how long should it last? We'll get to other topics with Rena, but I want to hear from people on that one. 651-461-9226. I will go home from here. I'm going to enjoy outside a little bit, probably take a shower, wait for Michelle to swing over, and we'll drive down. We're going to eat. I'll just break the whole dinner down, the whole night down. We're going to High High in Northeast. I was there again recently. I love it. High High's in my top 10. I will at some point be looking outside at this beautiful day through the Pella windows at my house and be reminded why this company is celebrating 100 years in business. PellaNorthland.com. Pella Windows and Doors. This house, over 20 years old, Pella Windows and Doors right from the start. I didn't have it right at the start, but pretty close to right at the start. And I was lucky. I was pleased when Pella Windows were a part of it. I went to the showroom last year, thought, do I need to upgrade anything in my place? Talk to some friendly people. Then found out I could schedule a free in-home visit, laid out what I wanted to do. They talked about my kitchen and said, we think we can make this significantly better, showed me, demonstrated it, and they are 100% right. They are innovators. They are creative. They'll work with your style and your budget. And right now, what a deal at PellaNorthland.com through the end of May. 0% APR for 72 months. Or 50% off qualifying installations. I love it. And I'm moving this year. And, of course, I'm moving to a house with Pella Windows and Doors. PellaNorthland.com.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to ExpressPros.com to find your location. That's ExpressPros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The bumper music theme is tied to the Wolves' feeble shooting last night with, is it just bricks or will you use other?
No. All bricks.
All bricks.
It's brick music today.
Yeah, it's brick music because the shoe fit last night. It absolutely fit. A reminder, your Linda's construction time check is 12:54. Time to get impact-resistant GAF asphalt shingles and receive 75% off installation labor through the end of the month. People talking about, you know, how long some people in their shows. Well, heck, I saw Springsteen. When was he here? 2 years ago, maybe?
Oh, he's still playing.
He still does three-hour shows. I mean, he's 70-whatever. And he still does three-hour shows. Carter obviously sees Fish. They're 3.5 to 4 hours. Garth's legendary for how long his shows are. When was the last concert that you went to, Rena?
Oh my gosh. I have no idea. I went to see a comedian 3 or 4 years ago, maybe. Don't ask me his name. He's super popular.
Jerry Seinfeld.
No. Good golly.
Carrot Top.
No. Never mind. John
Mulaney.
There you go.
John Mulaney's.
By the way, where do you listen to Sparkling Sturgeon, or what his name is? If he's not on country radio, where does one hear Sparkling Sturgeon?
I go to your Spotify. Check him out there. Go to your YouTube.
Okay.
Sturgill Simpson.
Sparkling Sturgeon.
You'll find it.
Yes. Go with sparkling. Okay. When is the last time you wore something very sparkly? Since you the last concert you saw was that music. It was John somebody. And then it turned out it's the hottest comedian on the planet, John Mulaney. Do you have like a sparkly coat that you wear occasionally?
I wore a sparkly dress that my daughter picked out for me to the St. David Center Gala.
Oh, very nice. Very nice.
That's it.
Somebody's talking about Paisley Park about 1 in the morning, watch him play till sunup. I did it over 100 times. It was simply the best. I still regret not seeing Prince at Paisley Park. Saw him, 4 or 5 times, concert. But, man, to see him just play out there would have been spectacular. For you, again, Prince would have had to accommodate you 4:30 in the afternoon to maybe 5:10. You know, 5 to 10. Like a 40-minute show with, like, Jeopardy in the background, apparently.
Well, and then I have time to get to the buffet before everyone else.
Exactly. So. All right, we have to go. Have a fabulous day, and I'll stalk you and run into you again sometime soon.
Sounds great.
The Wolves, the conversation at the start of next hour with Jim Pete.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A 3-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.